Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Glenn Burke. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve Renko. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tom Berizer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. Berizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Berizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a pop-up towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is called out on strikes. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newman moves to second. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris, who is chasing the ball. Edwards reaches third base with a triple. Newman scores. Picciolo goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Page is walked intentionally. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Horton reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. Page goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Athletics. Sid Monge now pitching. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cox moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cox scores. Norris moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross is called out on strikes. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. Burke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monge fires to first and has Burke trapped. There's the throw to Verizer, who tags Burke for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a pop-up towards first. Revering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-2 in the game. Wallace strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Page takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. the Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carbo strikes out. 1 out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander bunts towards the mound. Renko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from Newman to Picciolo and they have Alexander trapped. The throw over to Revering, who applies the tag for the out. 2 outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 3 in the game. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Page bunts towards the mound. Monge juggles the ball. That's an error on Monge. Wallace moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton bunts towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuiper covering, for the out. Wallace moves to third. Page moves to second. 1 out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Revering is walked intentionally. Taylor Duncan pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Tony Armas pinch runs for Dave Revering. Dan Spillner now pitching. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Armas now playing right field. Glenn Burke now playing left field. Jim Essien now catching. Jeff Newman now playing first base. Taylor Dunker. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Edwards bunts towards the mound. Spilner fields it and throws to first for the out. Picciolo moves to second. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wallace is walked intentionally. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Picciolo scores. Wallace moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Horton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Verizer moves to second. Bob Lacey now pitching. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cox bunts towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Jim Norris. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is walked intentionally. Horace Speed pinch runs for Ron Pruitt. Buddy Bell pinch hits for Rick Manning. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Verizer scores. Speed moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-5, Athletics. Paul Dade pinch runs for Buddy Bell. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.